Welcome back, and thanks for joining us for the second hour of the Power Hour Radio Show. Karen Cataline with you, and just a powerful hour with Catherine Austin Fitz. I hope you'll tell your friends and family about it, and maybe even refer them to the podcast of that particular hour. Again, it is so valuable to have concrete information that you can do. You don't have to depend on anybody, but you can assert your freedom and independence every day and encourage people who are astute to what's going on, how they can do this. Nobody has to do it all the same way and march in lockstep, but the spirit of freedom and liberty is what we're after here, and to develop a resurgence of that. You never know how valuable and precious your liberty is until you've already lost it, sadly to say. So we have a half hour here that we can take your calls. We can, I can do a little ranting of my own. I do want to tell you that we have a new call to listen line if you aren't already using it. It's 631-359-8232. That's 631-359-8232. And that is so you can just listen on your telephone while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. Don't get into an accident, of course, but if you, it is good to be able to do that. If you listen to Catherine Austin Fitz, you want to turn off your phone more often than not, but you can listen to the show that way if you prefer. Also, if you'd like to call in and you are listening live, I'd love to hear your thoughts about the last hour. 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Well, couple observations I want to share with you, and that's this. There is a virus in this country, and there is no vaccination for it, and it is the growing attack on our liberty. I was intrigued to see that Sarah Palin, former candidate for vice president with the venerable, I don't know what to call him, John McCain, who didn't want Sarah Palin to speak her mind and be who she was. So interesting. So many people have control issues in this country today. She said, and I quote, "I believe in the science, and I have not taken the shot." Don Lemon of CNN, who recently said it's time to shun and start shaming the, quote, stupid people who have yet to get vaccinated. So it isn't enough that they force, coerce, bully, and intimidate people, but now the leftist loons who do exactly as they're told are required to shun and shame people, call them stupid for not complying with what the government says. Can you imagine the liberals from the 60s and 70s, which are relics from the past, who all they ever said to you, they said constantly, do your own thing. Don't trust anybody over the age of 30. Question authority, which is wise advice, mind you. It is always the law-abiding citizens that are being attacked today by who say that they're not following authority. I mean, it's crazy making stuff. So now it's time to shun and start shaming people who don't do the government's bidding. Why? Because the government unelected bureaucrats who are suddenly practicing medicine without a license now have the authority to tell you what to do with your own body. Wait a second. I know. We've used this analogy ad nauseum. My body, my choice. But that's only if you want to have an abortion and end your pregnancy. If it's your body, your choice about the government owning in the last hour, telling you what to do, what you can say, what you can think, what you're allowed to put in your body or not. Hey, wait a minute. Remember the leftists who were into health food who wouldn't even drink tap water because it wasn't pure enough? They were using alternate, they went to health food stores up the wazoo and said that the food was poisoning us and we had to eat all organic. Now they're putting chemicals in their body because the government said so. Now, I went on a fishing trip this past weekend. I had such a good time, you know, and it was so back to reality, the old school. They didn't even help you, you know, on the fishing trip. They just said, you know what, you'll figure it out. You're not an imbecile. You'll figure it out. So what did people do? Well, they asked people who had been on the on this particular fishing trip, okay, what's the best way to thread this hook? Something the left would hate. We were fishing with shrimp, okay? And we caught shark. Oh, my God, it was good. And so what did we do? We talked to people who knew what they were doing. And we said, gee, how do you thread the needle on this, the hook on this shark, on this, excuse me, shrimp? Well, it turns out shrimp have little stingers that other fish are aware of. So you got to take that head off with the stinger on it, and then you put the bait on the hook. Well, that's great. They didn't treat you like an imbecile, telling you, giving you an hour course in it. I noticed that a lot of customer service people online treat you like a number, treat you like an imbecile, tell you stuff you don't really need to know, or tell you stuff that you already know. And then, of course, they never really answer your questions. It's amazing the difference between back to nature going on a fishing trip and what you get when you call customer service to say, I don't know, fix your phone. I'm struck by the way that life has changed so dramatically and drastically. And on this fishing trip, I learned a couple of really interesting things. For example, so forgive me. I just had a brain drain there for just a moment. We were staying in a hotel, and there was a gentleman who very sheepishly didn't want to get in the elevator with me. I was standing there alone. I was holding the elevator for him. Remember the old days when people were, you know, polite and courteous, and they were friendly, and they said, you know, come on in, join us. I'm going to hold the elevator for you. And the man, looking down at his feet, he was just so sheepish, said, well, I don't know. Do you mind if I get in the elevator with you? I said, of course not. Come on. Sometimes people don't want to ride the elevator with other people anymore because, well, you know, the virus. I said, you know what? People are, we're being made to be suspicious and afraid of each other. It is evil and it's wrong. I don't know what I said. I said something close to that. And he said, to each his own, he said. To each his own, he said. Now, remember when to each his own meant that you were willing to accept other people's choices and even their own perception of reality? Because guess what? You're an adult. You can accept the consequences and you can make your own choices. Now, to each his own means everyone has the right to do as they're told. That was kind of what I noticed, is to each his own suddenly is switched to mean that if you want to be a zombie, and which you do, you can, wear a rag on your face, you can. Another thing that I noticed is that I happened to be in a feed store, and here we're talking about treatments that are either benign, that either aren't going to bother you or hurt you because, and I'm not a doctor now, so I'm not giving medical advice, unlike the bureaucrats and the elected, unelected politicians and unelected bureaucrats, forgive me, who are giving all kinds of medical advice, but nobody is charging them with a crime for handing out medical advice, you understand. So this is not medical advice, but ivermectin, just as an example, I don't know if it works or doesn't work or protects you from coronavirus, but it's suspicious to me, very suspicious to me. Now, all the feed stores that sell it for putting on cows to prevent worms and that sort of thing, suddenly the government is horrified and fearful that people might take that, ingest that, in order to prevent or to increase their resistance to coronavirus, which, by the way, isn't that deadly, even to the most vulnerable of us. It isn't that deadly. However, ivermectin, I do know, has been given in HeartGuard and dogs. My particular dog breed can't take it. It'll kill them. But humans have been given prescriptions for ivermectin. People are discovering that you could get it cheaper, and they're trying to get it cheaper. I walked into this feed store, and there were no less than three, count them, three different warnings and signs, that pictures of it, that said, do not take this. It's not meant for humans. It'll kill you. It'll cause death, right? We saw this with hydroxychloroquine. The government clearly had a bias, so much so that you could not buy hydroxychloroquine even if you wanted to. Now, if you wanted to take off-brand drugs and you were a health nut in years past, that wouldn't bother anybody. But suddenly, if you heard of a treatment that might keep you safer or healthier and you want to try it that's either benign or isn't going to hurt you, now the government is warning you up the wazoo, you better not take it. Meanwhile, we are seeing, as per James O'Keefe, the blessed James O'Keefe, if you have not watched the latest James O'Keefe report, talking to a nurse, all you got to do is go to projectveritas.com. I didn't bring the audio today, but I have on a couple of the other programs I've done. James O'Keefe was interviewing a nurse who decided to become a whistleblower on some of the negative effects being seen with these vaccines that are not being recorded properly or accurately. And he asked her, aren't you afraid of retaliation? Aren't you afraid that people are going to come after you? Well, she's a religious person, and she said, no, I have God and all of that. But in fact, she has observed that governmental agencies and others want to stifle her discussions of things that she's watched herself in response to the vaccine. James O'Keefe interviewed her himself. And again, I would refer you directly to Project Veritas, because James O'Keefe has continually turned the tables on some of these controllers and manipulators and exposed them for who they are and what they're saying to people, what they are doing. And he said, what was it that made you decide to go ahead and come and go public with this? Because I think they contacted Project Veritas themselves. And for some reason, you be the judge, the powers that be do not want you questioning anything about this vaccine. They don't want you taking religious exemptions, even though, remember when the left said, I'm a conscientious objector. Today, you never hear the left talking about conscientious objectors, because they have no respect for people of faith who may have their own objections for their own reasons, which are not being respected, for not taking the vaccine, for refusing the vaccine, or saying, you know what, I have my own antibodies, I'm going to do it my own way, thank you very much, bye. being a conscientious objector today is looked down upon. And let's see, according to Don Lemon and others, it's time to shame people. It's time to shun people, those stupid people who have yet to get the vaccine. Because after all, everybody is identically the same, and we have no tolerance for people who think differently, act differently, may have religious problems with it. What about the fetal tissue that is said to be in these vaccines? I don't know, but if there's a person who has a problem with it, that I have an old motto. I've had it for years. If you can't say no, your yes means nothing. Catherine Austin Fitz said either you're going to be controlled and manipulated and brainwashed, etc., or you're going to stand up for your right to make your own decisions. I say all this because the vaccine, I was talking about, forgive me, I got too many things going on in my head at one time. Has that ever happened to you? Ivermectin. That was the word I was trying to come to. It was just escaping me there. I apologize. Ivermectin, there are warnings all over the place. But the vaccine, no warnings at all. That was the connection I wanted to make. No warnings. No, this has been known to cause death. When that nurse from James O'Keefe was asked why she decided to go public, it was because she had a coworker who had survived the entire coronavirus for 18, 20 months, whatever it was, treating COVID patients. And she was out for a surgery. When she came back, she was coerced and bullied into taking that vaccine. And the nurse was in tears and said she died within 2 weeks. That is what this nurse reported. Now, people don't want to believe that, but then there are a lot of people who do not want to record that as an event, a negative event, and record what has happened to people from taking this vaccine. Regardless, I remember when Tylenol was tainted with something and people immediately took it off the market. I date myself, but I remember that. They took it off the market because somebody had tainted it in one state, but they didn't know where that Tylenol went. And just to be safe, they took all the Tylenol off the market. If but one person, remember the people of the left who said, if it saves but one life, wouldn't it be worth it? And yet all of a sudden they're forcing a vaccine on people that could be, that is experimental and could be dangerous. And we don't know what's in it. We don't know what's in it. So this is the reason that nurse decided to go public, was my point. She decided to go public because she watched somebody perfectly healthy take the vaccine, and within 2 weeks, she was dead. Does that mean it's killing everybody? No. Does that mean it could be safe? I don't know. But if you have even a question, don't you have a right to make those decisions for yourself? And don't you have a right to be suspicious of anyone who would force you to take something into your body by injection because they said so? There's something seriously wrong. Sometimes, and here's the other thing I kind of want to get to. There's a word I've been wanting to remember is, what does it say? It's the implications of forcing something that is not proven completely safe, that hasn't been tested long enough, that suddenly there is this desperate need to get into the arms of every person, not just in America, but in the entire free world. Really? What does it say about their desperation for wanting to do that? And why are they ignoring all of the reports about the efficacy of the virus, of the vaccine. We're seeing again and again and again, people who have been, quote, fully vaccinated are getting the coronavirus. So what's the purpose for taking the vaccine in the first place? See, you're not allowed to question that, are you? You're not allowed to ask, well, excuse me, but you told me I could have all my freedoms back, by the way. Anybody who takes away your freedom, they're not going to give them back. When you hand them over to an authoritarian entity, they're not going to suddenly benevolently give them back to you. So that's the first thing. But what does it say about anybody who would force that upon you? Force something that is either dangerous, untested, and throwing out the window your rights to say yay or nay. Even if it was a fountain of youth and it was the greatest thing in the whole world and everybody's going to feel great when they get it, they still don't have a right to force it on you. That's been the thing I think has been missing for the longest time. Instead of getting hooked into the discussion about whether masks work, which they don't, vaxes are safe, which we do not know. The point is liberty. Anybody who would rob you of your liberty, whether they have your best interests at heart, and they don't, because if they're going to turn you into a slave, they obviously don't have your best interests at heart. Isn't that interesting? It's a catch-22. You don't need to be a scientist. You don't need to be a doctor to know that there is something deeply, profoundly suspicious about anyone who would disrespect your right to make your own decisions. That's the part I think that is often getting lost here, is that your precious rights, God-given rights, to make your own choices and take the consequences, that is what is being stomped all over right now. So let's be vigilant and let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a wonderful guest to close out the show. Karen Cataline, your host today on the Spouting Off, the Power Hour radio show. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Karen Cataline with you. And we're going to close out the hour with a wonderful guest who is yet another financial expert, who has some economic predictions for us. He is a Wall Street veteran and is president of Meyer & Associates and is editor of the macroeconomic and financial newsletters, Straight Money Analysis. He began his investing career in 1966 as a public investor and has been part of the equity markets for 50 years. His name is Joseph E. Meyer, and we are delighted to have him. Welcome, Joseph E. Meyer, to the Power Hour radio show.
Good afternoon, Karen. Thank you and the Power Hour, as always, for having me as a guest. Truly a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Karen.
My pleasure. Well, you have a lot to tell us. There's a global economy that has so many challenges. And what do you see closing out 2021 and beginning in the new year? What should investors be looking out for?
Well, I think, first of all, I want to say very clearly we're in unprecedented, uncharted waters. And I think when you look at the global picture and you look certainly at the uncertainty that's ahead of us, there's an awful lot that can go wrong, Karen, quite honestly, between now and the end of the year. But I think when you talk about the U.S., no question, we've got the highest corporate debt in history, the highest consumer debt in history, and the highest national debt in history. So these are very challenging times, no question, Karen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that at the time when the finances are, when the debt is higher than ever, it seems like the current bunch in power is going out of their way to spend as much money as quickly as they possibly can. What do you make that?
Well, I think there's no question we'll never pay back the national debt. We are so indebted, we're going to leave a tremendous debt burden to our children to somehow figure out, certainly in the years ahead. But I think when you talk about what's going on in the economy, no question we're going to see higher taxes for all income categories, much more regulation and government oversight, and we're going to see massive additional governmental spending in the form of economic stimulus programs. Couple that with the fact, as I'm sure you're aware, Karen, we're looking at raising the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. So there's a lot going on that's going to truly affect the markets and the economy as we move forward, 2022 and beyond, Karen.
Let's take a little bit of a veering off here, because, you know, it doesn't look like good news, but, you know, I come from a long line of real estate people, and I'm of real estate, just learning and watching how this is strange that so many people that have been moving around, moving from state to state. There's people moving out of one state into another, so much so that the population is changing, the redistricting going on. What do you see for housing prices in 2022?
Well, I think temporarily we probably reached a short-term peak. I think housing, as I'm sure you'll agree, has had a tremendous move over the last 12 to 18 months. We've seen housing prices on balance go up 25% in a year. It reminds me of the similar situation, as I'm sure you're aware of as well, what took place in the early 2000s when we saw housing go up 20% a year for 5 years. So I think at some point housing, if it continues to go up, and I believe it will, is going to become unaffordable for the average American. What do you think, Karen?
I don't usually get asked that, but, you know, I think that's the direction it's going. Plus, here's what I also wonder, Joseph. You have a bunch in power who are both overt and secret socialists and communists. And socialists and communists do not believe in private property ownership. So how does that figure into the mix? You know, how does that figure into the mix where they're pricing people out of the market? And what do you think they're going to try to, I hate to say this, it gives me no pleasure to say this, but to separate people from their private property. We saw with small businesses, attacks on small businesses using the coronavirus as the catalyst.
Well, I think we're going to see an increase, certainly, in people renting and looking at the affordability of housing and, quite honestly, having no choice but to be a renter. I think when you look at the cost of owning a home with all the supplemental expenses that are involved in maintaining the property, when you look at what the average American can earn in the workplace, it's extremely difficult to be able to pay the bills, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Have you ever heard, I don't know if you've heard of this, I don't mean to throw you a cold curveball, but something called Agenda 21?
Well, I think Agenda 21 is some very wishful thinking. I really don't believe that that's ever going to take place, in my humble opinion. I think it's totally unrealistic, and I think it's unfeasible.
We might not be talking about the same thing here. What do you see as the definition of Agenda 21? Because I've been hearing it for the last 3-4 years. What are you thinking it is?
Well, I think when you talk about global warming and you talk about the changes we've seen in weather patterns all over the world, and more importantly, just what we've witnessed with weather here in the U.S. in the last couple of years, there's no question something's going on. What it truly is at this point, quite frankly, I don't know. But I think it's affected all of our lives, and it's affected them quite dramatically.
Yeah. You know what? I should have just sort of defined it. And I'm not an expert in it, not even close. But Agenda 21 appears to be the push, the manipulation, the direction of encouraging people to live on top of each other in cities. They don't. These folks hate automobiles because, of course, they afford people freedom. They hate people who live in the suburbs or the rural areas when they live outside of the big cities, which, of course, the big cities are getting so unlivable. That's exactly where people want to live, is away from the big city. So Agenda 21, I have been told, has been a plan to create high density housing and move more and more and more and more people into smaller and smaller spaces, which involves renting and government housing, not private housing. I just wondered what you think of that.
Well, I think that's definitely the direction we're going in. The question is, how quickly do we get there? I think when you look at the decent paying jobs having gone overseas and you take a look at the jobs that have been created to replace them, there's no other answer than we're going to see people crammed into much smaller living spaces. I think it's inevitable, and it's happening before our eyes.
Yeah, so what do you think can the individual or freedom-loving people do about all this? It can be overwhelming, but last hour we got some really good concrete advice. What's your advice as to what we can do, at least in our own personal sphere, to counteract some of this?
Well, I think there's two things you can do immediately. Take control of your health, number one, and number two, take control of your money. Those are the two things that are going to dictate, in my humble opinion, what the future for the average American is going to be in the first place.
Great. So let's take one at a time. Talk about taking control of your health. What would you suggest?
Well, I think the key is we want to all, as individuals, stay as healthy as humanly possible. We want to keep our weight under control. We want to eat nutritious food. We want to take vitamin supplements. And we want to have regular checkups by our dentists and our physicians. I think at a minimum, that's what we owe ourselves as a human being, Karen.
You know what, Joseph? Could I add something to that? You got to be able to trust your doctor and wherever your hospitals and your emergency care is, because I am watching more and more through the exposure of things like James O'Keefe, where very good and decent medical professionals are being told through bureaucratic means how to treat patients, and no longer are we getting individual treatment. We're getting a bunch of dictates from the government as to what is and isn't allowed for treatment. So I think it is, I might add, it's very important to have doctors and nurses and, you know, medical professionals who know you, who know your particular health history, and are not going to be bullied into whatever a medical bureaucrat dictate tells you, apart from what's best for you personally. Am I
Very
right?
Important, Karen. Couldn't agree with you more.
All right. So let's move to the finances, because that's your real skill. And by the way, I might take this opportunity to say you have a newsletter out. Well, we'll talk before the end. How about that?
Okay.
Most people are, you know, who are really on top of things are concerned about things like gas prices, energy prices, and gold and silver.
Yes.
A lot of people are concerned about fiat currency and that our currency is being devalued and there's inflation. Oh, my goodness. There's no shortage of things to worry about. So let's talk about gas and gold and silver.
Well, I think when you talk about gold and silver and you talk about oil and natural gas, no question we're going to continue to see prices in both of these commodities continue to go up. The days of 35, 40 cent a gallon gas are gone forever, Karen. We're never going back to that, and I'm sure most people realize that. When you talk about gold and silver, they've never been more undervalued in history. I think people have to get away from the fiat dollar, get away from dollar-denominated assets, and certainly look to be a buyer of gold and silver at these prices. Quite frankly, I don't think we'll ever see these prices again in our lifetime, Karen.
Where do you think it's going?
I think with silver, we're going very easily over $100 an ounce, and with gold, we're probably going initially to $3,000-$4,000, and then longer term to $10,000-$12,000 in gold. That's where I think we're going.
Wow. That's huge if you're right. What did you say, $3,000-$4,000 or even higher per ounce, huh? Wow.
Well, I think when you go back and you just look at history, 1 ounce of gold bought the Dow Jones Industrial Average twice, 1932 and in 1980. And I believe if things happen twice, they can happen a third time. And I believe at some point we'll see 1 ounce of gold equal the value of the Dow Jones Industrial Average once again. I truly believe it.
Help me understand what you mean. I think I'm confused. 1 ounce bought the average. What do you mean? Is that what you said?
1 ounce of gold would equal the value of the Dow Jones Industrial Average of the 30 stocks combined. That's what I mean. In 1980, you had the Dow with 850, and an ounce of gold was 850, Karen.
I see. Now
Karen, you're breaking up.
Okay. Gee, so let's talk about how America is cutting the production of gas and oil and making us energy dependent once again. Talk about that.
Well, I think we've imported a tremendous amount of oil over the various decades, and we want to become energy dependent. And I think what had taken place with the Trump administration, we were certainly on the right path to doing that. When you talk about the Keystone Pipeline, very important, certainly helped alleviate our dependence on foreign oil, but as you know, it's been shut down. And we're now seeing gasoline and crude oil and natural gas prices continue to move higher. So I think we're going to see increased instability in the Middle East with the fall of Afghanistan. And I question going forward the viability of continuing to bring oil out of the Middle East and continuing to use it in the amounts that we have. China is very dependent on oil coming out of the Middle East. We're still very dependent on it. We get oil from Venezuela. We get oil from Iran. We get oil from Saudi Arabia. And we get oil out of Canada. So we have many sources in which we can continue to draw down oil. The question is, what will the price be? I think it'll be substantially higher than it is currently. That's for sure.
So what can you tell people, or what would you tell people to do? They have a modest savings, they have a modest portfolio, whatever they got. What would you tell them to do?
Well, you want to certainly get out of the equity market on any further strength in the Dow, and you certainly want to move out of fixed income bonds. No question we're going to see higher interest rates. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. I tend to believe we'll start to see interest rates go up in early 2022, Karen. And if we are going to see that, and I believe we will, we're going to see precious metals go up, and we're going to see the stock and bond market undergo a very meaningful long-term correction. So this is exactly the time of the year to make your plans and certainly move your asset classes around so you're protected against us going into a recession and or bear market, and you can take advantage of a continuation of the bull market in precious metals and other commodities. That's what you do.
Huh, that sounds like pretty darn good advice. Tell us about your newsletter. You've got a newsletter out called Straight Money Analysis.
I've had a quarterly newsletter, Karen. I'm writing it since 2009. I write 4 issues a year. I just sent out to my subscribers 2 weeks ago my September 2021 issue. And the last issue I'll write for 2021 will be my December issue with the newsletter. But we're going to offer a special subscription to the Power Hour listening audience. Anyone becomes a subscriber, I give you a 1-year subscription, normally $259.95 at the 6-month subscription price of $149.95. Save you a full $110 over the 1-year subscription. And as a bonus, I'll include the March and June 2021 issues of the newsletter. You'll get the September 2021 issue as well. And we'll start your subscription from December 2021, Karen. Tremendous value.
Well, that's great. And tell us a little about your track record in predicting some of these ups and downs in the market. Is securities your main gig, or, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've called big moves in the market. I've always been able to identify trends very early and stay with them until they're fully matured. We were in gold and silver in 1999 and 2000 at $255 an ounce, and we were in silver at $4. We were also long-term buyers of oil, 33 a barrel. As you know, it's currently over 71, but it's been as high as 146. I called the top in housing 2 years before we saw the subprime mortgage debacle. So my track record, if you go back and you look at what we've predicted over the years, is well documented, Karen.
You know what is funny? This is sort of from serious to the ridiculous, but my husband watched a movie from 2015 last week called The Big Short. I don't know if you saw it. It was about the very, very few people that wanted to short the real estate market in 2008 when it crashed. And it was just so interesting that so many people who were in there didn't see it at all. What was your experience at that time, and what'd you think of that movie? Was that pretty accurate?
Well, I think, again, you always have people doubt their beliefs as you make a major top in any market. Whether it would be in gold and silver, which we've seen short-term peaks, whether it would be in housing, or more importantly, the equity market. But you've got to look at the markets on a long-term basis and not a short-term basis. And I think what we've witnessed over the years, people, quite frankly, have taken a very short-term approach to the markets. Some have been successful, but many of them have failed. So I think over time, the proof of success in the stock market is riding trends until they're fully matured and then starting the process all over again, Karen. That's what's worked for me through the years.
Now, you're recommending people pull their the stock market altogether, or just be conservative?
Well, you want to sell your winners, and you want to cut your losses on your losers, and you want to raise cash and move away from equities, that's for sure.
The stock market can lose
half its value in the next 3 years, Karen. That's how overvalued it currently is.
The only thing is that people have always been predicting that. I mean, I'm not, you know, big on stocks. I'm not sure I understand the stock market very well. But what is it that tells you that the stock market is overvalued right now?
Well, when you talk about the S&P 500, you've got five companies that make up 25% of its value. Those are Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook. The combined value of those five companies I just mentioned is $9 trillion. The total capitalization of the S&P 500 is $36 trillion. So you've got five companies with value that make up 25% of the entire S&P 500, Karen. It's a very weighted index. It's very misleading as to the strength currently in the market. That's why.
That is really... I mean, that is the best illustration of any. I mean, again, it's not my biggest forte, but I think listeners are hearing you talk about that and saying, well, that does make a lot of sense. And so it's not just the this surveillance society, but also the power of the market. I mean, you're talking about what, 1/4 or whatever of the entire S&P is owned by five companies?
Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook.
Yeah. Listen, it looks like this break came up on us way fast. Thank you so much, Joseph Meyer, for joining us. Thank you to Todd and to Catherine and everybody at the Power Hour Radio Show. I hope to be back with you on Friday, Karen Cataline. Be well. Take care.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.